feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, Avyakt Murli, 18th January 2008. The foreigners everywhere are clever in one thing. Should Baba tell you what that is? Foreigners always walk hand in hand. You have this habit. So are you double foreigners, those who move along with your hands, with your hand in the Father's hand? Is your hand in the Father's hand? Which hand is this? The incorporeal one doesn't have hands. The hands of the incorporeal one are His Srimat. So you are those who move along with your hands in hand of Srimad, aren't you? You never become tired of putting your hand in His hand, do you? Do you become tired? A little perhaps. To constantly put your hand in the Father's hand of Srimad means to be a cooperative companion. You do whatever the Father says. You are like that, aren't you? Are you like that? Those sitting in front, are you like that? So Baba is talking about divine friendship, spiritual friendship, and friends walk hand in hand. Lovers walk hand in hand with each other. So God, being the supreme bridegroom, has come now. So as a friend, He walks with His hand in our hand. As beloved bridegroom, He walks with His hand in our hand. And as a father, He walks with His hand in our hands. And as a father, not just that our hand are in His hands, but sometimes we are sitting on His shoulder as well. Two children are walking with their father. One is holding the father's hand, other is sitting on the shoulder. And suddenly there is an aeroplane And the child, who is holding father's hand, starts to clap, looking at the aeroplane. And the moment it starts clapping, as he is walking, he falls down, stumbles over a stone and starts crying. The child who is sitting on the shoulder, he also sees that flight aeroplane and he also starts climbing, clapping his hand, but he doesn't fall because he is sitting on the shoulder. His hands are free. Now you decide where you want to be. To hold his hand and walk, or to sit on his shoulder and walk. So he is also a bridegroom. So he has taken your responsibility and you feel joyous walking with him. For he has come to free us from the prison. He is the beloved. He takes us to that beautiful kingdom. And third, he is friend. So when you are with your friend, you don't fear. Otherwise, the world is wild forest. Enemies are hiding in ambush and they attack unawares. The world is full of thorns. And mere presence of this friend gives you a lot of patience, courage, power. So Baba says, you're walking with your hand in the hand of the incorporeal. And what is the hand of incorporeal, Baba? Srimat. To understand is Srimat. Deeply as it is, and to follow it, to imbibe it, and it should become practical, a pragmatic approach to understand Srimad, so that it becomes visible, is a very important thing. Today is Sakar Murli, probably one of the most precious Murli. One of the unique Murli. This is not just one Murli. It's compilation, I suppose. So today is 14th of April 2021 and there are 12 paragraphs in today's Murli. Each and every para is very, very important. If you can just read this one Murli for 12 days, taking one para each day, it will be enough food for thought. So these are 12 points from today's Sakar Murli. The first is introversion, Antarmukta. This is an extremely beautiful statement there. When you hear Baba's Mahavakya, great sayings of Murli, elevated versions. And if you are not hearing them whilst being introverted, the shadow of Maya, Parchai, falls upon you. Each and every line of today's Sakar Murli is so important. There can be one separate class on each of the para, and yet it will be insufficient. It's so deep, extremely deep. I think once in a while you come across such a Murli. As I said, it is not one Murli. It's a combination of at least 12 Murlis because there are 12 paragraphs. So the first thing Baba talks is introversion. How much introverted we are. Introverted version doesn't mean that you are not doing your work, your seva, your job, or not fulfilling your responsibilities, or you are not accountable. Probably on the outside, you are the busiest person on earth, interacting with thousands of people, and yet There is a deep space within you where you retire and where you are alone. There is a deep spot of solitude within you, a silent point within you. All the activities is going on the surface, while there is an introverted point within. The moment you finish your outside work, you just go within. And there is no crowd there. The crowd is on the surface, on the circumference, on the periphery. Within you, you're absolutely alone. All alone in the divine presence of the beloved. So achieve such an introverted stage. How can it come but? It comes with deep love for that introversion. Such a deep love that you don't want to talk at all. And yet you are talking. But inside you know you are silent. The mind is unaffected by anything which is happening on the surface. The mind remains uninfluenced, unrattled, unruffled, peaceful, calm. On the surface there is so much activity, buzz going on, and yet you are untouched within you. That is the first point of today's Murli. The second is, your mind should become a temple. Just as in the temple is a very pure thing, so much cleanliness. Any temple you go, they have a different aura, a different energy field, a magnetic field. You are entering into a different biofield. You don't do anything, but just mere entrance catapults you into a different, unique milieu. The vibrations there are entirely different. You enter into a non-physical state. The bell, the chime, the divine pictures, the fragrance, the divine atmosphere, the flower, the water, the statue, everything has got an innate beauty around it. So your mind should become a temple, very, very pure, and you should hang such beautiful pictures there. Just as in temple there are beautiful pictures, here also divine virtues, pictures of divine virtues. The third point is, as I said, there are 12 points in, there can be one class on each point. It's so deep. You can just touch and come out in this class, because it will take a lot of time. Then Baba is talking about service. What is real service? Yeah, so it's not just about that you have given somebody correction, but with your power of yoga, you burn somebody's vikarma, somebody's sinful actions. That is the meaning of service. It is very sukshma and maheen, subtle. This is, service has got very deep connotation. Otherwise, this can become a bondage for you. If somebody is committing a mistake and you are getting influenced by it. So understand the deep meaning of service. Service is not just the fulfilling or doing some ceremonial karmakand and repeating it. It has become a routine day-to-day activity. The elevated feelings are lost. That is not service. Service is not just about physical thing. It is a mental state, your state of the mind. That is real service. How it is, how calm, how stable you are. The fourth point is about Baba talking about getting surrendered in this yajna with your mind, body, your wealth, everything. What sort of sankalpas you are getting in your mind? If your mind is not under control, it's the unbridled horse, then there would be a storm of vikalpas. So many thoughts that make you distracted. So it's about total surrender of your body, your mind, your wealth. Last Sunday's Murli also Baba talked about four types of deals: mind, body, wealth and relationships. You are striking this deal in Sangam Yuga, and as a return of that, you will get many things for many births with guarantee in future. So understand what is surrender. Then fifth point is about true love. What is true love? You call yourself gopi gops and gopis. But what is true love? Baba is saying, if somebody gives you some correction, you should not think that this person is egoistic. Rather, you should feel that that person is sustaining me. He is providing me his divine sustenance. It's a very beautiful point, and you should regard it. This is, Baba said, Gyan Yukt, internal love. Love based, Gyan based, intrinsic love. So that is true love. Whenever somebody comes and gives you any correction, don't feel that that person is your enemy. Don't create those feelings of animosity. Even though you might be right, and that person is doing just in the rage of revenge or to insult you deliberately, but then he is giving you a lesson of tolerance. So rather than thinking of him as your enemy, think of him as your friend. Then, sixth point, cheerfulness. Baba talked about cheerfulness. Just as a small child, how pure he is, blameless. In the similar manner, your character should pull others. Baba said, anyhow, by any hook or crook, you have to win over your demoniac nature, asuri swabhav. Anyhow, by any yukti. When somebody is angry with you, Baba says, just stand smiling and he will become calm and peaceful. Let that, his anger, not enter you. The next is God as love. God is definitely ocean of knowledge, but first ocean of love. But first knowledge and then love. Otherwise, what happens if knowledge is gone and love takes the upper hand? There is a danger there. Baba is talking about trance and other things here. So first knowledge. First emerge knowledge and then emerge love. Then you will understand. As God is ocean of love as well as ocean of knowledge. But for you, it is knowledge first, then love. Then it is DO, detached observer, Sakshi. This is a very beautiful stage. In fact, there is no religion in the world which has denied detached observership. There are atheistic religion, Gnostic religions. Those who don't believe in God, like Buddhism, Jainism, They don't believe in God. Buddhism doesn't believe even in soul. Jainism believes at least in soul. And the entire attempt is the freedom of the soul. But Buddhism, anatta, anatma, it doesn't believe in soul or supreme soul. But the major practice in Buddhism is observership. Observe the breath, observe the sensation, observe the thoughts, observe chitta and chitta vritti, mind and its content. This is all about Buddhism. Jainism, observership, tatastha bhava, the five great oaths, you have to tolerate. Without that, you can't. So much importance has been placed on ahimsa. They don't eat anything which is underground. Why? Two reasons. One, there is a darkness. No ray of the light reaches. So potatoes, carrots, beet, ginger, everything is underground. And when you pull them out, you kill so many things. Small microorganisms. It's a great insight. Many people follow. So, everywhere this detached observership is observed. Christianity, yes. Islam, yes. Hinduism, yes. Sikhism, yes. Zoroastrian, yes. Confucius, yes. Every great religion has accepted detached observership as the highest stage. And Baba has said, time out of number, this is ati meethi, ramneek and sundar, beautiful, entertaining and sweet stage. It's a very sweet stage where you just watch over things. You don't do anything. Passive contemplation. Things come, things go. You don't touch them. Things are happening, so many things are happening. I am not going and correcting anything. I am just away, sitting. No reactions. This is really a beautiful stage, but this is the highest stage of spirituality. It is not that easy. Because we have been habituated and told to do something all the time. It's a stage of not doing. Then ninth, drama. Baba is talking about drama. Whatever that is happening in this drama, you should have full faith in it. Every actor has got right or wrong part. So you should not have any suspicion. This is the unlimited bioscope, unlimited cinema which is going on. So you look and sit as an audience. Don't sit and cry. There's nothing on the screen. It's a projection which is happening from behind. You have seen, look at the audience in a multi-theater. Somebody is crying, somebody is fearful, somebody is shouting, somebody is overjoyed. Whatever is happening on the screen, the same is happening in the audience. Now go and touch the screen. Nothing is there. Off the light, it is a white curtain. Nothing is there. So also, this is a dreamy place. Everything is a plaything here. Everything is a play which is happening. Why you are feeling that this is real? This is a dream. Whatever that has happened is a dream. And everything is an illusion. It's transitory, anitya. Look at it like that. So drama. The next is wait and see. Tenth point is wait and see. Baba said, if you want the foundation of a very patient stage, it is this, wait and see. Dhairya and dekhna. Here also Baba talks about sakshi, detached observers. This is the paripakva avastha, matured stage of jnana. Then next is rehearsal. Rehearsal is going on. The great destruction is ahead. And you have to rehearse your part. Because lot of examinations are going to come. And without the power of yoga, you can't just overcome them. And if you had not done great purushartha, you will have ghabrat. uneasiness. 12th point, Gyan Swarup. Baba has used one very good word here, Aman. Aman means destruction of the mind. Mind should become Aman. Man should become Aman. Just as in food, when you have to reach the highest stage, you have to make it subtle and subtle. Where you reach to no stage. Here also, if you want to reach the stage of no thoughts, the process is to make it subtler and subtler, to make it purer and purer, and then automatically you reach a stage where there is a stage of Aman. So these are the 12 important points of today's Sakar Murli, the most important Murli of probably this year. No other Murli can be compared to today's Sakar Murli. Each and every point can have one class, because such elevated versions are not found in any other Murli till now. Whole year, 12 points for 12 months. 12 points, 12 paragraphs in today's Murli for 12 months. Each paragraph can have us one class for 1 hour and deep journey for 1 day. So it's a 12 days bhatti. If you can do 12 days bhattis, taking just one paragraph. So we will revise. First, antarmukta, introversion. Second paragraph, mind as temple, mandir. Third, yajna swaha, how you surrender in this yajna. Third, true love, gop gopis you are, and what is a true love. Then harshit mukh, cheerful. Then God as love, but you have to be first gyan swarup and then love, otherwise gadbad. Detached observership, Sakshi. The very beautiful paragraph on Sakshi. Such paragraph is not found even in the greatest literature of detached observership. Just enjoy it. Life is fun. Then drama about each and everyone's part. Good, bad. Enjoy. Then wait and see. Don't do anything. Don't be in a hurry. Just wait. Just see like this. No? Why are you in a hurry? Where you want to reach? The destination is not important. The journey is important. It is a journey. Food is a journey. Life is a journey. Brahmacharya is a journey. You will fall. It doesn't mean that you should stop. Now get up and start up walking again. You have to reach somebody. You fall down. Get up and start walking again. Don't repent that why I fell. Forget. Now enjoy the future journey. So wait and see. Then real self. Keep on real doing real self, because Ghabraat will happen to you otherwise. Then last is Gyan Swarup. Your mind should become Aman. Man should become Aman. Aman is a very difficult word to understand. Mind is destroyed. Manonash. Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi it is known as in some of the literature. Where there is no mind. No mind means doesn't mean you are not thinking. No mind means all the disturbance of the mind, chitta and chitta vritti is nirodha iti yoga. That stage has come, automatic. So this is today's Sakar Murli. This is the hand of Srimad. Hold this hand and walk with Father. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The foreigners everywhere are clever in one thing. Should Baba tell you what that is? Foreigners always walk hand in hand. You have this habit? So, are you double foreigners, those who move along with your hand in the Father's hand? Is your hand in the Father's hand? Which hand is it? The incorporeal one doesn't have hands. The hand of the incorporeal one are his Srimad. So, you are those who move along with your hand in his hand of Srimad, aren't you? You never become tired of putting your hand in his hand, do you? Do you become tired? A little perhaps. To constantly put your hand in the Father's hand of Srimad means to be a cooperative companion. You do whatever the Father says. You are like that, aren't you? Are you like that? Those sitting in front, are you like that? Avyakta Murli, 18th January 2008. ओम शांति।